Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show
on Channel
94.1. Channel
94.1. Hey, you, yeah, you. Hey, it's Big Party. Welcome to the Big Party Morning Show podcast on Channel 94.1 Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, thanks for joining us today. It is Thursday. Of course, we're still getting people all hooked up with Katy Perry, but it's also wine day. I prefer to call it trailer cane day. So grab yourself that special glass and that nice big bottle of wine. Sit back and enjoy. And feel free to check us out and message us on Facebook and Twitter. It's at Big Party Show. All right, go ahead and find it, like it, love it. Do what you got to do, but yeah, do that. We appreciate it. Okay, thank you so much. Do yourself good and enjoy the show.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show.
Well, emergency crews are going to go back to work looking for a man who went missing in a Kanagra Lake near the Heartland of America Park.
Last night, it was like, what, late last night?
Yeah, 10 o'clock. The call came in. Crews showed up on the scene. They were using boats, sonar, divers, everything. They had to shut off the fountain trying to find. It was really difficult in the dark. They weren't able to find anything. It was a man who went swimming, and then the people that he was with lost sight of him near the fountain, and so they're going to resume this morning, and then hopefully...
Sounds like a very chaotic scene. You can follow those 911 deals via Twitter, and it was... They're trying to get that phone turned off.
Yeah, that's just...
I wondered, yeah, I don't know what that does to the wake.
Yeah, I've been out there during it's
obviously
going.
Obviously, they thought it wasn't safe to get in with that thing going.
I think it's because it sucks in all so much water.
Yeah, spout it all out.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of baseball going on. Creighton, the number one seed in the Big East tournament. They're going to start playing today at TD Ameritrade Park. They're going to be hosting Seton Hall. First game, Creighton won the Big East regular season title, and now they're 23-23 overall, so they're rolling in tops.
Get out of the house. Go sit down there at the ballpark and get like
weather.
A little warm-up. If you think there's too many people at the College World Series, well, this kind of crowd is just right.
Yeah, and plus the temperatures are fantastic out there. Remember that? Because College World Series, generally history, it's hot out there.
We want those Creighton guys to enjoy that College World Series environment with some good weather.
And then the top-seeded Nebraska beat Purdue in the opening round of the Big Ten tournament. So now they're going to be either playing Iowa or Maryland tomorrow, depending on who wins that game. Britain's prime minister says that she's going to call on President Trump and the U.S. not to leak information about the Manchester attack to the media. The prime minister shared that with reporters today after British police stopped sharing information about the deadly suicide bombing.
That doesn't seem real helpful there to take some shot in the middle of this, right?
What do you mean?
I understand the point of her saying, don't leak this information, please. Like, it's just in the middle of this whole terrorist thing.
I wonder if there'd been leaks. I don't know. I mean, that was the thing, is that the police there say that leaks to the media have been happening, and it's hurting their investigation. So so this was the attack that happened Monday night at the Ariana Grande concert. 22 people killed, injured more than 50. The Queen was out yesterday visiting people that are recovering in the hospital. So the Prime Minister of Britain and President Trump are in Brussels today for that NATO meeting. This is going to be his first time
meeting with NATO leaders. Protesters at the NATO meetings are hanging signs from cranes. We always love our Turk 182 obscure reference. It looks like Turk 182.
Hanging them from the top of the cranes up there.
Yeah.
One inside, one the other. Wow.
So President Trump is going to be, he's in Brussels today to meet with NATO leaders. And this is his first international trip as president. This is kind of wrapping things up. The meeting is expected to focus on Trump administration's commitment to the military alliance.
They probably need to sit down with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, that's right. He's
the muscles from Brussels. I mean, you're there already. Here's a guy who's been fighting terrorism for how long?
Oh, Jesus. Since I was a kid.
They're all at a table talking to Jean-Claude, and he's got his legs spread out. You know how he does that thing where they can he can
splits.
I don't get his martial arts. I don't know
what's there to get with awesome. I mean, just
you just
cool.
sit back the and look pretty and laziest. Let Jean-Claude Van Damme take care of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In a really slow, deliberate fashion. I mean, it's just...
Jean-Claude.
Like him, so. NASA is said to be livid. There's the moon dust bag from Apollo 11 that may sell for as much as $4 million this summer. Have you guys been following this story?
No, why are they livid?
So this is the deal. NASA sold this lot item years and years and years ago, and it like sold for like $900. And they're like, yeah, it's like a box of stuff.
Yeah.
And in this box was a bag of moon dust. And it was like brought back from the moon by, you know, like Neil Armstrong or Buzz Aldrich. This woman bought it and, you know, sent it back to them being like, hey, will you test this? I think this is moon dust. And they're like, yeah, it is moon dust and you don't get it back. And she's like, oh, yes, I do. And so there's been this long legal battle and a judge finally ruled like NASA, you got to give her back her bag of moon dust.
It sounds like something out of Transformers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there was something in the moon dust.
Right. Yeah. The item sold by the U.S. Marshal's office for less than $1,000 to an amateur collector 2 years ago. They had no idea what they were buying. Like NASA had no idea what they were selling. The people didn't know what they were buying. It turned into this, like, you know, all of a sudden they're like going through the lot and they're like, hey, this is, I think, a bag of something from space. And so they sent it into NASA to be tested and they came back and did, you know, confirm that, yes, what you have is...
So
magic moon
dust. The NASA guys all had moon dust on their noses and they're, it's not cocaine. Figure that out.
Moon dust.
You can have it back. We thought it was coke. We saw on the bag moon dust and we're like, sweet. Thought that was the code for it. Like moon pineapple dust. Sunrise.
Exactly.
Exactly. Moon dust.
What a great horror movie that would be. Wasn't it? Then they all turn into freaking aliens of some sort.
There's something in it, like a bacteria. Yeah. See, we all just saw Alien Covenant, so we're all a little bit freaked out about alien.
Spores.
Yes, there could be spores in there.
Oh, I know.
Waiting.
Well, I guess the bag that still bears traces of the lunar surface was never meant to be owned by an individual.
Oh,
they're saying it should be put on public display. And she's like, well, whoever buys it at Sotheby's for $4 million can do whatever they like with it. But until that time, I'm selling it and I'm making a huge profit.
Why not?
What do you think? So what are they guessing it's worth?
Oh, millions.
Millions.
I mean, Sotheby's.
Do you guys ever watch Pawn Stars?
Yes, every now and then. But yeah.
That show has fascinated me.
Oh,
like, I don't think any of it has any value.
No, well, look at everybody. I guess someone else's junk is someone else's treasure, that whole saying.
It truly is
definition. Even that show, I mean, somebody came in and made, like, sculptures out of, I don't even know, it was like nose hairs or something like that, and fingernails, and people are like...
Well, I'm with you the premise
thing.
Of someone's junk is someone else's treasure, but the tune of the treasure, where I'm like, okay, so some nerd would probably pay, I don't know, $1,000 for that, and then the guy will go, I want $20,000 for something, that you're like, who would pay you that?
Yeah.
The guy came in the other day and he had a piece of the model set from Star Wars. Remember how the original Star Wars, what was the big moon that they blew up? Death Star.
Death Star. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So he claimed this was a piece of the plastic model set. And all it was just, it wasn't even a gun tower. It was just a gray old piece of plastic model.
That's so weird.
And the guy's like, no, this was a part of the Death Star. And he wanted $20,000 for it.
What?
Hit the door. Really? Jeez.
Well, the thing that's, because I was looking at this because I just thought it was so cool. I'm like, the bag alone is really neat. You know what I mean? See, but I'm just saying, like,
she'll
it's
buy
like,
it.
Oh my God, no, but I'm just saying, like, the bag alone. Well, the bag alone is really cool. The bag was used by Neil Armstrong to bring the first sample of lunar material ever collected back to Earth. You don't think that NASA did a big oopsie by selling this in a stupid lot full of, like, moon shoes? Hey, they're like, yeah, whatever. Throw it out with the garbage. I mean, yeah, you want to give me $900 for this whole lot? Sure. And this lady opens it up. She's like, bingo.
It's got old.
It's lunar sampler return on it.
Old rubbers and lube in it. It was Neil's sex bag.
Stop it.
It's his travel bag.
His doc bag. Yeah. So it would appear that all of those fit trackers, while they may be doing a good job of keeping track of your heartbeat, they're saying not so great when it comes to keeping track of the calories burned. New research, mm-hmm. there's like a new study, and it's saying that those popular fitness trackers do a really good job of finding out, you know, like the heart rate stuff. But they said that the monitors reported a lot of deviations as far as how much actual calories you're burning.
I don't even pay attention.
We've said that from the beginning.
Yeah. 6 out of 7 devices had an error rate of less than 5% in heart rate measurements, but none of the measured energy expenditure was accurate. They say that those wrist monitors are off by as much as 27, and at least some are off as by as much as 90%.
I just got to look at it for what it is. I mean, really, it's a watch that wakes you up in the morning. So
it's a pretty band. It's like a neat bag with space coke in it.
Yeah. Nope. Sorry. I'm telling you, I've seen the fitness trackers. Not that cool of packaging. Lunar bag, pretty neat.
I mean, I like mine. I really just... Honestly, I use it anymore for, as you can tell by the shape of my body, I use it for waking up.
My body!
Oh, no!
Ed Sheeran appreciates the shape of your body.
Dang right.
Or John Mayer.
You need a
your
fit
body's
tracker.
A wonderland.
Oh, he needs a fit tracker to tell him how long he's been asleep in chair.
Yeah. walking out with Jeff the other day. And
chair
I was like,
sleeps.
I said, gosh dang, this dang Fitbit thing keeps telling me to walk.
You need a Fitbit.
What a wear out.
You need a Fitbit that monitors what a lethal dose of mosquito spray is.
Yeah, that too. So.
You've hit
lethal
it.
Dose. Lethal dose.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Fitbits, yeah, just use it for what it is. Like I said, I just use mine for really time and to wake me up. I like getting woken up by it. It's weird.
I mean, aren't there cheaper?
They've had those before. They were called watches.
Yeah. But I was going to say.
It didn't wake me up, though. It's a nice vibrate. Like,
I know.
It's kind of nice.
Because you don't put it on your wrist.
No.
Put it in your pants.
It was Molly, yeah.
That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Channel 94.1.
Check this out.
More of what you listen for.
Gets me laughing every morning.
Funny. The music.
What I want.
This is my station.
I never listen to anything else.
This is a Big Party Morning Show.
Morning. Mid-70s today for your high. Tomorrow, too. It's Thursday. About 50 degrees out there now. Actually, about 54. Katy Perry in town in November. We got tickets all week long. And if you want them, again, that double play is going to happen. It just did, actually. And we look for that very special caller. We call number 9. Hello, who's this?
Jade.
Hi, Jade.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Jane. I love that name.
Jane says.
Hello.
Have you ever been caller 9 before?
Oh, my God. No.
You haven't? This is your first time?
Yes.
Today's the day.
Wow.
Today's the day you find out what your special purpose is.
Wait.
Caller 9.
Oh, boy.
Katy Perry tickets.
Yeah.
Pair. Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Oh, gosh, it's going to be fun for you. All right, is this for you, your daughter? What's going on?
Well, that's going to be hard when I have 2 daughters, but one probably is more age-appropriate than the other, so
okay.
I'll probably be taking the older one.
Well, don't just give it away. Like, make them work for
it. Yeah, seriously.
No doubt.
Get some rooms cleaned.
How old are they?
10 and... 12.
Okay, so the 12-year-old is what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
Do they, do they do a lot of chores and stuff at home? Or?
No, but you know what? See. It's going to work in my advantage. Bribery.
Oh, I'm sure you need a garage cleaned or a car cleaned. I don't know. The garage, a garage cleaning really isn't a good
thing. How about just
thing,
rooms?
Though.
God, kids' rooms, rooms are gross.
Most definitely.
Seriously. I'm like, what are you guys doing here?
Gosh,
I know. I don't understand. I close the door. You go to bed at night. I come in the morning, and it is just... I'm like, I want all of this stuff to go in the garbage can.
Wow.
This, yep. It's a nightmare.
Jane, there's so much you can do with this. Do they? Do your daughters cook?
Not too much.
You ought to tell them that they have to make you dinner one night.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like
you
that.
Just come home from work or whatever, and yeah. Then
it could be like,
right.
Could be like
a
Top
mess,
Chef competition.
Yeah.
You cook one night, you cook the other, and whoever's I like better... makes it to the next level.
Ooh, I like this.
I like that.
I'm an all-new Iron Chef.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Jane. Glad
Thank
you can
you
win
so
tickets,
much.
Okay?
Made my day.
You betcha. We're glad we can do that. You made our day, too. Hold on, okay?
All right.
There you go. What's that?
I did check out, they do this show on the Food Network called Chopped Junior, you know, where they give them each like a mystery deal and you've got to cook it. I've seen that before, but they do it with kids.
Oh, Molly, they have tons of kids.
Is that just a mess? Do they just make a mess in
the
kitchen?
No, it's unbelievable. These kids, this girl was doing, she was grilling ribs.
Is like, this seriously, Chopped or, because there's another one out there that's a kid's like pitmaster type
right.
stuff.
Right. Yeah. No, this was called Chopped Junior.
Okay.
And
right.
I was flipping through the channels the other night and I put it on for the kids and they were like, I can't believe, they're like, that girl's so smart.
Is this you trying to make suggestions? Because Molly said her daughter dropped a banana on her head on Mother's Day.
Oh, she
said,
did?
Breakfast is served. So this sounds like this was born
like,
of that. That
wink.
You're like,
exactly.
Okay, but we're going to evolve our cooking.
How about this, guys? Yeah, this kid was making, they all had pork. And so they were all doing different dishes. This one girl, though, had taken this rack of ribs and was grilling it. She'd made like a barbecue sauce to slather on it. She's like, my grandma taught me how to make barbecue sauce. I mean, I was like, this is unbelievable. I mean, I was blown away. These kids were probably like 9.
What channel was this? The Snobby Kid Network?
No, it was Food Network. I mean, it's Food Network. So it's like, you know, I'm trying to think like who the guest, like the guest judges are all, you know, celebrities that you would know. Don't you remember the Queer Eye for the Straight Guy?
Yeah.
They
had
the cooker. That guy.
That guy. He was the host.
Okay.
And so it was all these kids. I mean, it wasn't like, because I've seen the Hell's Kitchen Kid one. Where, you know, it's the former rugby player who always yells at people. He's got a kid competition, too.
I hope
too.
That kid swears.
And no, I mean, no,
I hope all of them are just swearing, throwing pots and pans.
I would love that. But they're all, like, afraid of him. They're like, he's actually nicer to the kids than he is to the grown-ups.
I would hope so.
I mean, you know.
Well, do you hear ever? I never hear of kids are 9 and below being able to make anything other than a Hot Pocket.
I'm with
right.
you. You know, we did it at home for a little bit. I'm like, hey, once a week, you guys are going to cook. And they did a good job cooking, but it wasn't, you know, I mean, it's going to be spaghetti or anything like that. But once you teach them, I think that, I mean, look at we cook. It's not
How
that
old were you
hard.
Guys when you started being able to make your own, like
Young.
If you were at home, like make your own meals? You know
what
I'm saying?
What is a meal? I mean, other than sandwiches or
and top
other
ramen.
Than sandwiches, like it was dinner, mom and dad were going to be, I mean, my mom always cooked dinner.
I think I'd made a real meal until 20s.
Yeah. I didn't make like dinner, but I definitely could fend for myself.
You could make a mac and cheese or grilled cheese.
Basically
but I have
sandwiches.
Friends where like one of the kids, like one of the high school kids will take dinner one night.
Well, see, that's different. That's...
But you know what I mean? Like in high school that never, I mean, my mom, I mean, I'm sure it's like you guys, I mean, my mom always cooked. I mean, there was never a night where it was like, well, this is Molly's night to cook. Like, what do you need from the store? Like I have friends where they have high school age kids and the high school age kids has one night a week that they cook for the family.
Like, I bet you there's, I bet you there's a lot of kids, single parent families that the kids have learned to cook just by necessity. Cause mom or dad works, you know, if they're a single parent household and they got to work. It's by necessity, so it's not probably, you know, for the charming. It's just survival level. But it's a heck of a thing to learn, kids.
Yes,
it's
it is.
Smart,
it is a great weapon in your arsenal.
You're dang right.
Like, it's great for dating. I mean, you just look like an adult. You'll impress. God. You cook a meal for someone.
Oh my gosh.
It's really impressive.
Yeah.
And it doesn't
I still
have
remember
to be
the first meal.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Peter made for me. I still remember the first time he had me over for dinner. Yeah, he grilled out steaks, of course.
That's easy.
But he made stuffed peppers.
Sweet.
Like they were red peppers. Yeah, exactly. And it's so funny. He's like, God, I remember sweating that recipe. Because we were talking about it the other day, and I was like, that's the only time he's ever made them. And he's like, oh, yeah. I mean, that was me pulling out all the stuff.
So that was his lobster, wasn't it?
Yeah. Like, that was him like, look at this. Stuffed peppers every night if you date me. Last time we had them was our third date when I was over for dinner.
10 years ago. Plus.
Ten plus years ago.
Channel 941.com. This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Well, Ariana Grande is stepping up. You know, earlier this week after her concert in Manchester, there was a bombing. 22 people died. More are even hospitalized. And now she has officially suspended her tour.
I hate obviously. That she did that. I respect it, but I just feel sad that somebody can silence, you know, anyone.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost being out on the road now would be a tribute to those kids. And,
right.
You know, it's not like it's ISIS versus Ariana Grande fans.
Well, I understand why she would want to take the time. I think she's kind of startled, but I'm more surprised by other people that are like, there's people calling on like Justin Bieber, like suspend your concert in London.
Well,
it's
I
like,
was
why?
Telling you this off air. This is this new trend now. That's happened of any time there's any tragedy around you to continue doing what you're doing is in bad taste.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people are like, oh my God, that's so offensive. Why would you do that?
That's so bizarre to me. So, I mean, I understand why Ariana Grande would probably need to take a breather. I mean, I think it's a lot to process. Because 22 of your fans died.
You know why you get back out there? Because singing and dancing and playing music is the ultimate celebration of life. That's how you react to death and tragedy.
Amen.
Live. You get sad people that are like, all I can do is cry. And it's like, well, let's try and take a break. You'll be crying when the music is over, but for a little bit.
And forget.
Ariana's apparently stepping up. So she and her mom, you know, her mom was with her on tour and was like, they're helping some of the people in Manchester. They're back in Florida to their home. But word is that Ariana Grande has offered to pay for the funerals of the 22 victims.
Okay,
who perished in the attack. I mean, that's like
fitting,
unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, no, but that's a
very
big moment.
Expensive, right?
Yeah.
I mean, funerals really are. And it's always, unless we, God bless us, die when we're 100, it's always unexpected.
Yeah.
And it's very expensive. And it's a really awkward thing to have to deal with financial decisions when you're grieving.
So that was really kind of her, I thought. Ellen DeGeneres has landed her own Netflix stand-up special. I'm really interested to see this. It's been 15 years since she did a stand-up special.
Oh,
you know, she's had her show, but she hasn't done stand-up in 15 years.
She's such a natural. I mean, she's one
absolutely.
Of those people. She doesn't even need material. She's so delivery.
Yeah, I don't know.
Naturally funny.
I love her.
Be, like, when she first came on the scene, she was like one of my favorite comedians. Like,
so this Netflix project will mark her first stand-up show since 2000. She starred in Ellen DeGeneres, The Beginning for HBO. And I remember that special. It was so good. I mean, her stand-up is so, I mean, you know, everybody always argues about like, you know, curse words or being dirty. I mean, she is just, talk about how funny you can be and be clean. You know, I mean, like her stand-up is pretty family friendly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, it's,
she's like
it's
a female.
Funny.
I always felt she was kind of like a female Jerry Seinfeld.
Exactly. Very observational comedy. Like the idea of, I just remember her telling this joke about a fish in a fishbowl. You're swimming around. It's like, hey, castle. Oh yeah. Oh, hey, castle. I mean, like she just is so clever at the things she notices.
I wonder if that's how they got the idea for Dory.
I know.
In casting. Netflix has got that Don Rickles documentary, that Mr. Warmth.
Oh,
you guys
really?
Need to watch it. But for, you know how we talk about how Netflix pulls stuff all the time?
Yeah.
While it's still there, while you have your Netflix, watch it. It's really good. Talk about a guy that was irreverent, but and not
so
clean.
Great. No, but it's so
it's
funny.
The reason why everyone's raving about his special. It was recorded not too terribly long, I don't think, before he died. But they interview, it's a documentary, and then a bunch of his material. And they interview every comedian in the business.
They loved him.
And he is, I always knew he was funny, but I didn't realize he is in his prime right before he died. I mean, Molly, he's killing it.
Mm-hmm.
He comes out on stage with no material. Like, he's ad-libbing. He's just making fun of the crowd.
Just talking.
How awesome.
Roasting the crowd.
Yeah.
And it's all horrible stuff. It's like all the biggest comedians in the business that are like, I could never say that. And I'm not saying he gets away with it because he's old. They're like, he gets away with it because he's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, Jerry
good.
Seinfeld has nothing wrong with people cussing. He just always said it didn't work for my act.
Yeah.
He goes, but the reason you can say something horribly inappropriate in a joke, how you get away with it? Is it funny?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter if it offends one person. It's like, is it funny? Is everyone in the room laughing?
Yeah, that's all that matters. It's, you know. Don Rickles, I still like hearing those stories, the letters that he had written to like Kimmel and stuff like that.
Did Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny stuff. So
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1. This is the one and only.